decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel, the host, coming to you from the ARN studios, high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods, in what hope to be, promises to be, the last of the pre-recorded Shepherd's Conference editions of Squirrel Chatter. We pre-recorded all of these episodes just to keep up with our Bible reading so we can make our way through the Bible by the end of the year. Lord willing, I will be home this evening. And so tomorrow's episode of Squirrel Chatter will once again be live. That's the plan. If everything goes according to plan and if the Lord wills, I will be live tomorrow morning. Otherwise, there's not going to be a Squirrel Chatter because this is the last one I'm pre-recording. Squirrel Chatter is a podcast that's dedicated primarily to the public reading of scriptures, and we are reading through the entire Bible in the Legacy Standard Bible Translation this year. And today is the second day of week 11. Our scriptures today are going to be Numbers chapter 30 through 33, Psalm 35, and Luke 3. All right, well, let's begin with our prayer of confession from the Book of Common Prayer of 1552. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. And now our prayer for the reading of the word. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Numbers chapter 30. Then Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes of the sons of Israel, saying, This is the word which Yahweh has commanded. If a man makes a vow to Yahweh or swears an oath to bind himself with a binding obligation, he shall not violate his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. Also, if a woman makes a vow to Yahweh and binds herself by an obligation in her father's house in her youth, and her father hears her vow and her obligation by which she has bound herself, and her father says nothing to her, then all her vows shall stand, and every obligation by which she has bound herself shall stand. But if her father should forbid her on the day he hears of it, none of her vows or her obligations by which she has bound herself shall stand, and Yahweh will pardon her because her father had forbidden her. However, if she should marry while under her vows, or the rash statement of her lips by which she has bound herself, and her husband hears of it, and says nothing to her on the day he hears it, then her vows shall stand, and her obligations by which she has bound herself shall stand. But if, on the day her husband hears of it, he forbids her, then he shall annul her vow which she is under, and the rash statement of her lips by which she has bound herself, and Yahweh will pardon her. But the vow of a widow or of a divorced woman, everything by which she has bound herself, shall stand against her. However, if she vowed in her husband's house or bound herself by an obligation with an oath, and her husband heard it and said nothing to her and did not forbid her, then all her vows shall stand, and every obligation by which she bound herself shall stand. But if her husband indeed annuls them on the day he hears of them, then whatever proceeds out of her lips concerning her vows or concerning the obligation of herself shall not stand. Her husband had annulled them, and Yahweh will pardon her. Every vow and every binding oath to humble herself, her husband may cause it to stand, or her husband may annul it. But if her husband indeed says nothing to her from day to day, then he causes all her vows or all her obligations which are on her to stand. He has caused them to stand because he said nothing to her on the day that he heard of him. But if he should, but if he indeed annuls them after he has heard of them, then he shall bear her guilt. These are the statutes which Yahweh commanded Moses, as between a man and his wife, and as between a father and his daughter, while she is in her youth in her father's house. Chapter 31. Then Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Take full vengeance for the sons of Israel on the Midianites. Afterward you will be gathered to your people." And Moses spoke to the people, saying, "Arm men from among you for war, that they may go against Midian to execute Yahweh's vengeance on Midian. 1,000 from each tribe of all the tribes of Israel you shall send to the war." So there were furnished from the thousands of Israel 1,000 from each tribe, 12,000 armed for war. And Moses sent them 1,000 from each tribe to the war, and Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest to the war with them, and the holy vessels and the trumpets for the alarm in his hand. So they made war against Midian, just as Yahweh had commanded Moses, and they killed every male. They killed the kings of Midian along with the rest of their slain, Evi and Rakim and Zur and Hur and Reba, the five kings of Midian. They also killed Balaam the son of Beor with the sword. And the sons of Israel captured the women of Midian and their little ones and all their cattle and all their flocks and all their goods they plundered. Then they burned all their cities where they lived and all their camps with fire. And they took all the spoil and all the loot, both of man and of beast. And they brought the captives and the loot and the spoil to Moses and to Eleazar the priest and to the congregation of the sons of Israel, to the camp in the plains of Moab, which are by the Jordan opposite Jericho. And Moses and Eleazar the priest and all the leaders of the congregation went out to meet them outside the camp. And Moses was angry with the officers of the army, the commanders of thousands and the commanders of hundreds, who had come from service in the war. So Moses said to them, "Have you spared all the women? Behold, these caused the sons of Israel, through the word of Balaam, to act unfaithfully against Yahweh in the matter of Peor. So the plague was among the congregation of Yahweh. So now kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman who has known a man intimately. But all the girls who have not known a man intimately, spare for yourselves. And you camp outside the camp 7 days, whoever has killed any person, and whoever has touched any slain. Purify yourself, you and your captives, on the 3rd day and on the 7th day. And you shall purify for yourself every garment, and every article of leather, and all the work of goat's hair, and all the articles of wood." Then Eleazar the priest said to the men of war who had gone to battle, "This is the statute of the law which Yahweh has commanded Moses. Only the gold and the silver, the bronze and the iron, the tin and the lead, everything that can stand the fire, you shall pass through the fire, and it shall be clean. But it shall be purified with water for impurity. But whatever cannot stand the fire, you shall pass through the water. And you shall wash your clothes on the 7th day and be clean. And afterward you may enter the camp." Then Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "You and Eleazar the priest and the heads of the fathers' households of the congregation, take account of the loot that was captured, both of man and of animal, and divide the loot between the warriors who went out to battle and all the congregation. And you shall exact a levy for Yahweh from the men of war who went out to battle, 1 in 500 of the persons and of the cattle and of the donkeys and of the sheep. Take it from their half and give it to Eleazar the priest as a contribution to Yahweh. And for the sons of Israel's half, you shall take 1 drawn out of every 50 of the persons, of the cattle, of the donkeys, and of the sheep, from all the animals, and give them to the Levites who keep charge of the tabernacle of Yahweh." Moses and Eleazar the priest did just as Yahweh had commanded Moses. Now the loot that remained from the plunder which the men of war had plundered was 675,000 sheep and 72,000 cattle and 61,000 donkeys, and of human beings, all the women who had not known a man intimately, all the persons, were 32,000. And the half, the portion of those who went out to war, was as follows. The number of the sheep was 337,500, and the levy of Yahweh from the sheep was 675, and the cattle were 36,000, from which the levy of Yahweh was 72, and the donkeys were 30,500, from which the levy of Yahweh was 61, and the human beings were 16,000, from whom the levy of Yahweh was 32 persons. And Moses gave the levy, which was the contribution to Yahweh, to Eleazar the priest, just as Yahweh had commanded Moses. As for the sons of Israel, half, which Moses separated from the men who had gone to war, now the congregation's half was 337,500 sheep and 36,000 cattle and 30,500 donkeys, and the human beings were 16,000. And from the sons of Israel's half, Moses took one drawn out of every 50, both of animal and of man and of animal, and gave them to the Levites, who kept the responsibility of the tabernacle of Yahweh, just as Yahweh had commanded Moses. Then the officers who were over the thousands of the army, the commanders of thousands and the commanders of hundreds, came near to Moses, and they said to Moses, "Your servants have taken a census of men of war who are in our charge, and no man of us is missing. So we have brought near as an offering to Yahweh what each man found, articles of gold, armlets and bracelets, signet rings, earrings and necklaces, to make atonement for ourselves before Yahweh." And Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold from them, all kinds of crafted articles, and all the gold from the contribution offerings which were raised up in offering to Yahweh, from the commanders of the thousands and the commanders of hundreds, was 16,750 shekels. The men of war had taken plunder, every man for himself. So Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold from the commanders of thousands and of hundreds, and they brought it to the tent of meeting as a memorial for the sons of Israel before Yahweh. Chapter 32. Now the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad had an exceedingly large number of livestock. And they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, that it was indeed a place suitable for livestock. So the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben came and spoke to Moses and to Eleazar the priest, and to the leaders of the congregation, saying, "Ataroth, Dibon, Jazer, Nimrah, Heshbon, Eleali, Sebam, Nebo, and Beorn, the land which Yahweh struck before the congregation of Israel is a land for livestock, and your servants have livestock." And they said, "If we have found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servants as a possession. Do not take us across the Jordan." But Moses said to the sons of Gad and to the sons of Reuben, "Shall your brothers go to war while you yourselves sit here? Now why are you discouraging the sons of Israel from crossing over into the land which Yahweh has given them? This is what your fathers did when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. Indeed, they went up to the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, and they discouraged the sons of Israel so that they did not go into the land which Yahweh had given them." So Yahweh's anger burned that day, and he swore an oath, saying, "None of the men who came up from Egypt, from 20 years old and upward, shall see the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. For they did not follow me fully, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, and Joshua the son of Nun, for they have followed Yahweh fully." So Yahweh's anger burned against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years, until the entire generation of those who had done evil in the sight of Yahweh was brought to an end. Now behold, you have risen up in your father's place, a brood of sinful men, to add still more to the burning anger of Yahweh against Israel. For if you turn away from following him, he will once more abandon them in the wilderness, and you will destroy all these people. Then they came near to him and said, "We will build here sheepfolds for our livestock and cities for our little ones, but we ourselves will be armed, ready to go before the sons of Israel until we have brought them to their place. And our little ones live in the fortified cities because of the inhabitants of the land. We will not return to our homes until every one of the sons of Israel has possessed his inheritance. For we will not have an inheritance with them on the other side of the Jordan and beyond, because our inheritance has fallen to us on this side of the Jordan east." So Moses said to them, "If you will do this, if you will arm yourselves before Yahweh for the war, and all of you armed men cross over the Jordan before Yahweh until he has dispossessed his enemies from before you, from before him, and the land is subdued before Yahweh. Then afterward you shall return and be free of obligation toward Yahweh and toward Israel, and this land shall be yours for a possession before Yahweh. And if you do not do so, behold, you have sinned against Yahweh, and be sure your sin will find you out. Build yourselves cities for your little ones, and sheepfold for your sheep, and do what you have promised. And the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben spoke to Moses, saying, Your servants will do just as my Lord commands. Our little ones, our wives, our livestock, and all our cattle shall remain there in the cities of Gilead. But your servants, everyone who is armed for war, will cross over in the presence of Yahweh to battle, just as my Lord says. So Moses gave a command concerning them to Eleazar the priest, and to Joshua the son of Nun, and to the heads of the fathers' households of the tribes of the sons of Israel. And Moses said to them, If the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben, everyone who is armed for battle, will cross with you over the Jordan in the presence of Yahweh, and the land is subdued before you, then you shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. But if they will not cross over with you armed, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben answered, saying, As Yahweh has said to your servants, so we will do. We ourselves will cross over armed into the presence of Yahweh, into the land of Canaan, and the possession of our inheritance shall remain with us across the Jordan. So Moses gave to them, to the sons of Gad, and to the sons of Reuben, and to the half-tribe of Joseph's son Manasseh, the kingdom of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og, the king of Bashan, the land with its cities, with their territories, the cities of the surrounding land. And the sons of Gad built Dibon, and Ataroth, and Oror, and Oroth, Shiphon, and Jazer, and Jogbaha, and Beth Nimra, and Beth-Haran as fortified cities, and sheepfolds for sheep. And the sons of Reuben built Heshbon, and Eliah, and Kiriatham, and Nabo, and Baal-Meon, their names being changed, and Sibma, and they gave other names to the cities which they built. And the sons of Micher, the son of Manasseh, went to Gilead, and took it, and dispossessed the Amorites who were in it. So Moses gave Gilead to Michar, the son of Manasseh, and he lived in it. And Jair, the son of Manasseh, went and took its towns and called them Havoth-Jair. And Nabo went and took Kenneth and its towns and called it Naba after his own name. Chapter 33. These are the journeys of the sons of Israel, by which they came out of the land of Egypt by their armies, by the hand of Moses and Aaron. And Moses wrote down their starting places according to their journeys by the command of Yahweh. And these are their journeys according to their starting places. They journeyed from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the next day after the Passover. In the next day after the Passover, the sons of Israel started out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. But the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn whom Yahweh had struck down among them. Yahweh had also executed judgment on their gods. Then the sons of Israel journeyed from Ramses and camped at Succoth. They journeyed from Succoth and camped at Etham, which is on the edge of the wilderness. They journeyed from Etham and turned back to Pir-Heroth, which faces Baal-Zephon, and they camped before Migdol. They journeyed from before Haroth, and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness. And they went 3 days' journey into the wilderness of Etham and camped at Merah. They journeyed from Merah and came to Elim. And in Elim there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they camped there. They journeyed from Elim and camped by the Red Sea. They journeyed from the Red Sea and camped in the wilderness of Sin. They journeyed from the wilderness of Sin and camped at Dophka. They journeyed from Dophka and camped at Elush. They returned from Elush and camped at Rephidim. Now it was there that the people had no water to drink. They journeyed from Rephidim and camped in the wilderness of Sinai. They journeyed from the wilderness of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hattaavah. They journeyed from Kibroth Hattaavah and camped at Hazeroth. They journeyed from Hazeroth and camped at Rithmah. They journeyed from Rithmah and camped at Rimmon Perez. They journeyed from Rimmon Perez and camped at Labna. They journeyed from Libna and camped at Rissa. They journeyed from Rissa and camped in Kehelatha. They journeyed from Kehelatha and camped at Mount Shepher. They journeyed from Mount Shepher and camped at Haradah. They journeyed from Haradah and camped at Micheleth. They journeyed from Micheleth and camped at Tahath. They journeyed from Tahath and camped at Terah. They journeyed from Terah and camped at Mithkah. They journeyed from Mithkah and camped at Heshmana. They journeyed from Heshmana and camped at Moseroth. They journeyed from Moseroth and camped at Bene Jaakan. They journeyed from Bene Jaakan and camped at Hor Haggidgad. They journeyed from Hor Haggidgad and camped at Jothbanath. They journeyed from Jothbanath and camped at Abrana. They journeyed from Abrana and camped at Ezion Geber. They journeyed from Ezion Geber and camped in the wilderness of Zin, that is, Kadesh. They journeyed from Kadesh and camped at Mount Hor, at the edge of the land of Edom. Then Aaron the priest went up to Mount Hor at the command of Yahweh, and he died there in the 40th year after the sons of Israel had come from the land of Egypt, on the first day on the first month. Now Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. Now the Canaanite, the king of Arad, who lived in the Negev in the land of Canaan, heard when the sons of Israel were coming. Then they journeyed from Mount Hor and camped at Zalmono. They journeyed from Zalmono and camped at Punan. They journeyed from Punan and camped at Oboth. They journeyed from Oboth and camped at Li Abiram, at the border of Moab. They journeyed from Lim and camped at Dibon Gad. They journeyed from Dibon Gad and camped at Almon Diblatham. They journeyed from Almon Diblatham and camped in the mountains of Abiram, before Nebu. They journeyed from the mountains of Abiram and camped on the plains of Moab by the Jordan opposite Jericho. They camped by the Jordan from Beth Jeshimoth as far as Abel Shittim in the plains of Moab. Then Yahweh spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan opposite Jericho, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when you cross over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall dispossess all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their carved stones, and destroy all their molten images, and demolish all their high places. And you shall take possession of the land and inhabit it, for I have given the land to you to possess it. And you shall inherit the land by lot according to your families. To the larger you shall give a larger inheritance, and to the smaller you shall give a smaller inheritance. Wherever the lot falls to anyone, that shall be his. You shall inherit according to the tribes of your fathers. But if you do not dispossess the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it will be that those whom you let remain of them will become as pricks in your eyes and as thorns in your sides, and they will trouble you in the land which you inhabit. And it will be as I plan to do to them, so I will do to you." Psalm 35 of David. Contend, O Yahweh, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and large shield, and rise up for my help. Draw also the spear and the battle axe to meet those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those be ashamed and dishonored who seek my life. Let those who devise evil against me be turned back and humiliated. Let them be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of Yahweh driving them on. Let their way be dark and slippery, with the angel of Yahweh pursuing them. For without cause they hid their net from me. Without cause they dug a pit for my soul. Let destruction, which he does not know, come upon him, and let the net which he hid catch him. Let him fall into it in destruction. And my soul shall rejoice in Yahweh. It shall be joyful in his salvation. All my bones will say, Yahweh, who is like you? Who delivers the afflicted from him who is too strong for him, and the afflicted and the needy from him who robs him? Malicious witnesses rise up. Who ask me of those things that I do not know? They repay me evil for good. It is bereavement to my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer kept returning to my bosom. I walked about as though it were my friend or brother. I bowed down mourning as one who sorrows for a mother. But at my stumbling they were glad and gathered themselves together. The smiters whom I do not know gathered together against me. They tore at me and never were silent, amongst godless jesters at a feast. They gnashed at me with their teeth. Lord, how long will you look on? Bring back my soul from their ravages, my only life from the lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among the mighty people. Let those who are wrongful, my enemies, not be glad over me, nor let those who hate me without cause wink maliciously. For they do not speak peace, but they devise deceitful words against those who are quiet in the land. They open their mouth wide against me. They said, Aha, aha, our eyes have seen it. You have seen it, O Yahweh. Do not keep silent. O Lord, do not be far from me. Stir up yourself and wake to my justice, and to my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Yahweh, my God, according to your righteousness, and do not let them be glad over me. Do not let them say in their hearts, Aha, our desire. Do not let them say, We have swallowed him up. Let those be ashamed and humiliated altogether who are glad at the evil done to me. Let those be clothed with shame and dishonor who magnify themselves over me. Let them shout for joy and be glad who delight in my righteousness, and let them say continually, Yahweh be magnified. Who delights in the peace of his slave? And my tongue shall utter your righteousness and your praise all day long. Luke chapter 3. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip was tetrarch of the region of Etruria and Trachonitis, and Licinius was tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he came into all the district around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make ready the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every ravine will be filled, and every mountain and hill will be brought low. The crooked will be straight, and the rough road smooth, and all flesh will see the salvation of God. So he was saying to the crowds who were going out to be baptized by him, You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bear fruits in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, We have Abraham for our father. For I say to you that from these stones God is able to raise up children to Abraham. But indeed the axe is already laid at the root of the trees. Therefore every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And the crowds were questioning him, saying, Then what should we do? And he would answer and say to them, The man who has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and he who has food is to do likewise. And tax collectors also came to be baptized, and they said to him, Teacher, what should we do? And he said to them, Collect no more than what you have been ordered to. And soldiers were also questioning him, saying, What should we also do? And he said to them, Do not take money from anyone by force, or extort anyone, and be content with your wages. Now, while the people were in the state of expectations and all were reasoning in their hearts about John as to whether he was the Christ, John answered, saying to them all, "As for me, I baptize you with water, but one is coming who is mightier than I, and I am not fit to untie the straps of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to thoroughly clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the gospel to the people. But when Herod the Tetrarch was reproved by him because of Herodias, his brother's wife, and because of all the wicked things which Herod had done, Herod also added this to them. He locked John up in prison. Now it happened that when all the people were being baptized, Jesus was also baptized. And while he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him bodily, in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came out of heaven, "You are my beloved Son, and you I am well pleased." When he began his ministry, Jesus himself was about 30 years of age, being, as it were supposed, the son of Joseph, the son of Eli, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Janai, the son of Joseph, the son of Matthias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Hesli, the son of Nagai, the son of Maath, the son of Mattathias, the son of Simeon, the son of Jasek, the son of Joda, the son of Joanan, the son of Resa, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Neri, the son of Melchi, the son of Adi, the son of Kosam, the son of Elmadam, the son of Ur, the son of Joshua, the son of Eleazar, the son of Joram, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judah, the son of Joseph, the son of Jonam, the son of Eliakim, the son of Meliah, the son of Minna, the son of Mattatha, the son of Nathan, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Salmon, the son of Nashon, the son of Abinadab, the son of Admin, the son of Ram, the son of Hezron, the son of Perez, the son of Judah, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor, the son of Serug, the son of Reu, the son of Peleg, the son of Heber, the son of Shelah, the son of Canaan, the son of Arphaxad, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. This is the word of God. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right. Well, I hope I never have to pre-record 2 weeks' worth of podcasts again in 2 days. I should have allowed a little bit more time. You've probably been able to hear that my voice has been getting much and more tired over the last several episodes because I've done a lot of speaking in the last 2 days recording all these podcasts, but it's a joy to read the scriptures. As always, I apologize for butchering a lot of these names. As I've said before, I come to these scripture readings cold which is a completely different way from if I was preaching, where I would have read the passage I was preaching from multiple times and practiced names and done all that stuff. But especially in the book of Numbers, where you pile in and you're just dealing with all of these names that you only see once a year when you read through the book of Numbers. And so I apologize for my horrible pronunciation of names. I really do try to do well, but like I said, I'm doing it cold, so I haven't had time to really sound them out and figure them out. And so somewhere out there is an Old Testament scholar or a Hebrew scholar who is screaming at his phone as he's listening to the podcast, wondering why he's putting up with this horrible butchery of these names. But and often we think, as we look through these names and look through the lists of all the different sacrifices and all the different things that are taken care of in the book of Numbers as it describes the service in the tabernacle, and we need to remind ourselves that all Scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for reproof, rebuke, for training in righteousness, so that we may be equipped for every good work that God has prepared for us. All of these scriptures, even these obscure scriptures in the law that deal with, 14 bulls and, a goat and a ram and a burnt offering and the drink offerings and all, I mean, it gets really repetitious, but there are things that we can draw from this that are very important. We know that these things are written for our edification and as examples to us. And without getting into a deep study of the book of Numbers, I just point out that there's a lot here, and there's a lot of important stuff. And as I've been reading through this, and as I do with all the reading, since I'm simply reading the scriptures, it's real hard for me not to stop and point stuff out, because I see stuff, and it's like, oh, that's important. And I don't stop and point that out, because we're dedicated here primarily to the public reading of scriptures. But I encourage you, get a good commentary, get a good study Bible, look these passages over, look at what generations of spirit-filled Bible teachers have had to say about this. There's important things here in these all of these sacrifices. And of course, the sacrificial system ultimately points to the sacrifice of Christ on the cross for the sins of all who would believe in him. All right. Well, as I said, I should be back live tomorrow. That is my sincere hope that I will be back sometime tonight and I'll be able to get back live tomorrow. Looking forward to getting back and getting into the routine again and seeing you again on Squirrel Chatter Live. But thank you for sticking with me. I hope that I've gotten a few emails, and I hope those emails are representative of a number of people who are finding this helpful, that I'm reading through the scriptures this way, because I'm helping you keep up with the scriptures. That's my hope. That's my goal. And if you needed a little encouragement to keep up with your scripture reading, I hope you're finding it on Squirrel Chatter. All right, folks, have a great Tuesday. Remember to do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not to do. And whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. We'll see you again here tomorrow for another episode of Squirrel Chatter. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.